When we talk about the song form, so far we got a 16-bar A section, a 16-bar B section, and an 8-bar bridge. You could decide that the bridge repeats, but for now we don't have that written yet. We just have 8 bars written. There are standard song forms. In like a lot of rock and pop songs, the standard form is like A, B, A, B, C, and then B, 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 where A is the verse, B is the chorus, and C is the bridge. I'm going to repeat that. I'll write that on your sheet. Again, these are just suggestions. Mm-hmm. This is a very common song form. A, B, A, B, C, B, 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 like, or two or three B's at the end. You ever hear the Genesis song, Abacab? It was a hit song, but the funny thing about that song is Abacab is actually the song form. they got the title from. It's A, B, A, C, A, B, Abacab. But anyway, that's just a little tidbit. Suppose we kept that song form, right? And the bridge only happens once, and then we're back to... So we're going to see what that would sound like, to give you a big picture, to see if the whole tune is making sense. My goal for you is to finish, you know, this song, mm-hmm. you know, this week, and then we can move on. We can start on another song before you go, but for you to finish this and have a fully complete song that you can call your own and start, you know, a repertoire of original material, and then you can even record. We can record you. You know, I have a portable 24-track studio. You could record the rhythm parts here and on a different lesson, and you could do the melody over it and do some improv and make the whole... Well, for now, we didn't allow any room for improv, but that would be another thing. Like, you could have one of these sections be a guitar solo. For now, we'll just play A, B, A, B, C, B, 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 and see how we like the tune with no improv, just melody. All right? I'll make up the melody. When we get to the bridge, I'll make up the melody.
Okay.
And you do chords. One, two, one, two, three, go. So I'm doing, right now, I'm doing chords and you're doing melodies. One, two, one, two, three. Now I'm going to do the melody on the bridge. You're on chords. Oh, sorry. So it will be a... All right. 3, 4... Oh, so it will be... All right. So 3, 4. Yep, and those are longer, so right from the F. Alright, good. Let's repeat the bridge. 3, 4. And now you're back at the B section. That overall, it sound that form is very that's very sort of satisfying, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's a famous form, you know.
I like that, yeah.
Isn't that cool? So decide about the obviously you're gonna write the melody in the bridge, but it was definitely different. It definitely stuck out and it was interesting, and yet we didn't beat a dead horse out of it either. It only comes one time. I'm not saying you'll decide not to repeat it necessarily, but it only comes one time in the song.
Mm-hmm.
So that was way cool, dude. I hope you feel like you're, you know, close to finishing this. Regarding the song forms, just a couple of other popular forms just to be aware of. And just the writing down of these songs is a big deal because, you know, when they just swim around in your head, they're hard to remember. I should say this. It frees you up to write lots of songs. I want you to write a song a week. They don't all have to be great. But think about it. In a year, if you wrote 50 songs, you know, don't you think maybe 10 of them would be pretty darn good?
Right.
You know, I mean, and you only need, I'm thinking about it, when you buy an album, well, I'm dating myself here, you know, because people don't buy albums anymore. But when you buy an album, there's two or three, maybe two really good songs on it, and two or three okay songs, and the rest are just, whatever. That's just normal. Even your favorite bands are like that. You know, pick your favorite album, go home and see if I'm right. I mean, unless we're talking, you know, Sgt. Pepper's or something, right? And those are exceptions to the rule. But you do not have to, every song does not have to be a masterpiece. So this is my thing, like just go for volume. The more you do it, the easier it gets. So going back to the song form a minute, we discussed the ABABCB form. Other popular forms are just A and B, A and B. I'll just number these, where if you only have two sections. That was your form before I messed around and put a bridge or suggested we mess around. Your form was AB, and that's very common. Another form is BABAB, namely, the song starts with the chorus, and then you do a verse, and then you... So maybe that's another part of your homework is to pick a favorite song, pick one of your favorite songs, any genre you want. You know, it could be anything from death metal to... You know, to classical, you know, Viennese waltz. I don't know. I'm just making it up over here. But analyze what the form of the song is.
Mm-hmm.
You probably never thought about that before.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a head start on that assignment, but we're going to pick one right now and do it. Another form is AAB. And another form is ABC. And by the way, when I write AAB, it could be as many times as necessary, like AAB, AAB, or AAB, AAB, AAB. You know, like in number two, AB, it's just AB, 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 however long it is, you know. I'm going to help you with the song form thing for a minute. I'm going to choose the first song that pops into my head is Let It Be, the Beatles, right? Alright, so here's Let It Be. So, not including the intro, here's the verse.
Times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
So let's just call that A.
And in my hour of darkness, she is standing.
Or maybe two of these is A.
Words of wisdom.
All right, let's call that whole thing A.
Let it be.
Let it be. The chorus.
Let it be. Let it be. Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be.
So far we got A and B, right?
And when the broken heart is
and what's this?
Living in
of course,
the world
yeah.
agree. There will be an answer. Let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer.
And
let
here comes
be.
B, of course. What happened there?
It kind of like changed a little bit.
Well, it was two B's. Two B's. So far we had A, B, A, B, B.
Oh, okay.
Right? The chorus went twice there. Now I think there's a little interlude. We could call that C, I guess. So far we got A, B, A, B, B, C. And then this is an instrumental A.
Let it be.
And then what?
Let it be.
Yep. Right back to a verse. So this is an interesting song form. Leave it up to the Beatles to break all the rules, right? None of the forms I gave you.
Let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be.
That was interesting, right? I bet you never really thought of it like that before. So even though it's a weird song form, it's not really weird. It was so far we had A B A B B C A B A B B B. It's weird, but it's not that dissimilar to the very first one, the one that you and I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had A B A B C B B B, and this is similar with a couple extra stuff thrown in with a little guitar solo and then third verse and all that. So. You know, there's no rule. Rules are meant to be broken, but that was very interesting. So you got quite a bit of homework to do with the analyzing and to finish your song. And maybe we could do it now. Maybe we could do it next time. We'll go do a different key, you know. So far, we've done the keys of G and the keys of C.
Mm-hmm.
And so that will be the next thing.